It's pretty similar. It's they're attacking defense here, and that's what Ty Graham brought at ASU, attacking defense. And I kind of play that similar role where I'm still blitzing, still rushing, but now a little bit more coverage is added to this Packer defense.
You have a problem with that coverage?
Not at all. Not at all. I enjoy it. I'm glad I get to stand up and be a 2-point, and I get to see more, get to know what's going on. So I'm happy. I'm dropping the coverage now.
Did you do much rushing from your feet, or were you usually hand on the ground?
Last year, majority was on the ground, the 3-point stance, but I did blitz as well as a 2.
What do you feel like the difference is, and can you? Because I'm on almost all snaps, outside linebackers, you know, nickel, whatever, they're standing up there.
Yeah. Like he said, I rather stand up. I can see more. I can know what's going on, motion calls and stuff like that. So I just feel for it more and see the whole picture of the offense.
Coach McCarthy talking about how the rookies are trying to prove themselves, get that standout.
Right,
you know,
right.
How do you feel you're going to deal with
that? Like I was speaking to him about my motor. Just keeping my play going, running to the ball and coming every play. Also, just kind of my smartness and understanding the defense, kind of get it down pat, right, and then just keep hustling to the ball.
Carl, what surprised you about being an NFL player so far?
Honestly, still haven't hit me yet. It's still surreal to me, man. But when I walked in there and met Clay and AJ and all the guys, that's when it started really hitting me. Those are the guys I looked up to coming out of college. So I'm enjoying it. I'm soaking it all in from the veterans and just loving it.
So what do those guys say to you when you meet them for the first time?
Just congratulations on being here and get ready to work. It's no more babysitting, no more for room for mess ups.
Why are those guys that you looked up to? I mean, Clay, you know, a Southwest guy, Southern California.
Yeah, definitely. And he kind of played that similar position. I played in college and blitzing and sacking the quarterback, and he was the best at it. So I studied my moves from him, and I'm blessed to be here and to learn from him.
Any one particular move you remember seeing on tape that Clay did, and you're like, I can do that?
I like his spin move inside was pretty nice. I actually did that on my bowl game.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So where did you bump into him?
First day I met him over in the locker room, we went over there and talked and whatnot.
And there was no Pac-12 trash talking? It was just
Not yet. Actually, they like I'm a Pac-12 guy, so they haven't said nothing about ASU or anything like that. Okay. Yeah.
Was there anybody else that you bumped into that was kind of a big deal to run it? I mean, I don't know if you ran into Rodgers or anybody else.
AJ, I talked to him at the airport for a little bit when I was flying in. So we were on the same flight, so it was a coincidence. So so those two guys so far, yeah.
Carl, you've always probably been the best or one of the best 2 or 3 players on the team you've always been on. Here it's a different deal now. You come in a different spot.
Yeah.
Is that a mental adjustment in any way?
Not at all. I know they got great guys here in Clay and Peppers and AJ. And I'm just like a sponge, just soaking it all in, soaking everything they could teach me and everything I can learn from them. So no, that doesn't bother me at all, because I know my time will come and I'll be ready from what these guys taught me.
Thank you.
No problem.
Mike McCarthy was saying that the last couple of days you've been able to do some what they call their IPW work.
Yeah.
With the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's different, right? That's like all on air stuff.
Yeah, it's all on air.
What's it like to be on the same field as them? Does that, you think that helps in some way?
Yeah. We do little walkthrough drills, and they threw me a little bit, and I kind of understand it with the veteran guys making all the calls and stuff. I feel like I'm at a place. I don't know what is going on, but it felt good to get in there and rotate with them, those guys.
So that was more just walking through scheme than
right.
Footwork or anything.
Yeah.
The plane flight with AJ, did you just say hi to him or sit next to him?
Just kind of hi. He welcomed me and whatnot. It was one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. That's ironic.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
He recognized you?
Or
you introduced yourself?
I introduced myself to him, yeah. Yeah.
With everything you guys have done, college players with all the testing, the pro days, the combine, mm-hmm. and all that,
Oh, it felt great. I've been football practice since December, so it's been months since I got out there. Like I was happy to run around today. I had a great motor day and just ready to make plays. And so it felt amazing to get in football mode instead of testing mode and physicals and all that. It's just let that go and focus on football.
Are there nerves initially when you come here? I mean, it's a new job.
Yeah. Obviously, you got a little nerves, but I kind of push those aside and put in my mind it's time to work and trying to step up and help this program win championships.
Was there a moment in
practice today where you're kind of like,
okay, I feel a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, after a couple periods, I got, okay, this is kind of the tempo, and even though it's not with the veterans yet, but I kind of got a feel to it and can start getting my rhythm more.
Thanks.
No problem. You're welcome.
How'd you end up with 91?
I don't know.
You had to change your
Twitter
handle.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully I can change that before the season, but if not, it's just a number to me. I'll make that number what it is.
What is it for you to come in here and be with so many good front seven guys?
It's amazing. I'm blessed to be in this defense, to be part of this great, great defensive play, and I was put in the perfect place to learn from these top-notch veterans here, and I'm just a puppy to them right now, just trying to get it all in and learn their technique and what made them successful.
Have you talked to them, and if you have, what have you taken away from them right off the bat?
Kind of just basically what they're telling me, just come in and just play hard and do what I got to do first, and then hopefully when we come back and things start getting rolling more and we're with the veterans, then I believe that's when it's going
to
play in.
Have you talked to Average about how that got ended?
I have not. I let him be for now, and then I'll kind of rub it in his face.
Was it the right call?
Of course, to me.
That's what I was going to ask. Has it been awkward, or have you just been avoiding him, or he's been avoiding you, or how does
no,
that
No, honestly, we haven't even brought it up yet. We haven't even brought it up yet, but the time will come. Time will come. Yeah.
How humbling or just how enjoyable is this moment with, you know, all that you've had to go through recently in your life to finally be here and realize the NFL dream?
Man, it's weight lifted off my shoulders. It's an incredible feeling. I can't even speak into words, man. I came a long way, and a lot of adversity hit me really, really big. And I believe the great players go overcome that, and that's what I'm trying to be and trying to not let that affect me on the field and learning how to deal with that. I believe I'm doing a pretty good job at it.
Feel you can channel a lot of emotions and what you've had to deal with?
I believe now so, yeah. When it first happened back a year ago, it was difficult, honestly. But now I learned how to become one and understand it more.
That's a pretty tough thing to deal with. I mean, do you feel like you've got a story to tell, or that a platform or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, everybody got their story, and it's just amazing. People come ask me, oh, is it okay? Yeah, I like talking about my father. That's how his legacy lives on. The more mouths and ears that hear it, the more his name's out there. So I have no problem talking about it. I'm open with it. He's right here in my heart. So I enjoy it.